We live in a very divided world. We live in a world where there is much division between peoples and nations, between within our states, within our countries, even here within our towns, our cities, our parishes. We see division. And if you need proof of that, I mean, look at just what has happened in the past couple of weeks with the division here in Malta over whether or not we should have a skate park, or some of the divisions we've had here in the parish. Look at the divisions we have in our political process right now, where it's one side or the other, and the other side's a bunch of idiots for not voting the way I think they should vote and not believing what I believe, and so on and so forth. We have a lot of divisions in our world. Division is a part of the world that we live in. And division has been a part of the world since the time of Adam and Eve. Division has been in the world since almost the very creation. And it has definitely been in the world since the introduction of sin into the world. And because division came with sin, it will remain until our Lord returns again to usher in the new heavens and the new earth that he promises. This sin, this division that we have due to sin, came in at original sin, but it continues to grow in our lives. Because every time we sin, we increase those divisions. It's like water seeping into a sidewalk and then freezing. Over time, it breaks apart that sidewalk. It causes those little tiny cracks in that sidewalk to every season grow just a little bigger and a little bigger. Well, in the same way, the small sins that we commit in our daily lives widen the cracks in our lives. It weakens the relationships that we have with others. Every sin weakens our relationships, not only with God himself, which of course all sin does, but with each other as well. And if we don't overcome those sins, we can eventually break our relationships with others because of the sins we commit. And while the small sins just they widen the cracks, the large sins that we commit cause ruptures in our lives. The large sins that we can commit can destroy relationships and can also create the division that we see in our world. In contrast to that division that we see in the world, in contrast to the division that sin causes, we hear our Lord's command today. As I have loved you, so you should also love one another. He is calling us to not seek division, but love, but unity through love. And he holds himself up as the example to overcome the division we see in our world today. This total self-giving love which our Lord loves us. He loves us completely to the point where he is willing to give himself up for us. It is a love that overcomes emotion. We confuse it so often because we use the word love in multiple senses in English. And one of those senses is the emotion, the feeling of love. That's not what our Lord is talking about. The love that he is talking about goes well beyond emotion, goes well beyond emotional desire. And it is instead the desire that all enter into the kingdom of heaven, that each and every one of us enter into the new heavens and the new earth that our Lord promises us. And it is the love that our Lord models. He loves us so deeply. He desires that we spend eternity with him so deeply that he took on human flesh. He became one of us. He suffered, died, buried, and rose again as a model for our lives as well, that we need to die to self and rise again after our deaths to eternal life. And he loves us so completely that he gives himself to us here in the Eucharist. That's how deep his love is, that he continues to give himself for us, that we might spend eternity with him. And he does it out of true love for us. That's the love that we are called to model. And if we model that self-giving love, not selfish desire, but self-giving love, it can only lead to unity. It doesn't mean we're going to agree with everyone. It doesn't mean that we may always like everyone. But self-giving love leads to unity because it restores the divisive effect of sin. Sin splits us. Love reunites us. It helps us to restore and build those relationships that have been affected by sin. But not only that, not only does it restore those relationships, if we truly love our neighbor, it attracts others to us. Now, I'm not just talking about the physical attraction that we call love. It's a spiritual attraction. If we truly love our neighbor, people desire to be around us and to share in that love, to share in that unity with us that we are called to have. It is the model. We are to follow the model, and it will lead others to us, and more importantly, it will lead them then to our Lord. It will lead them to Christ and his salvation. Look at the disciples that were made throughout the Acts of the Apostles, especially in our reading, the thousands of disciples that Paul and Barnabas made, that people they brought to Christ because they followed and preached the command of our Lord to love one another, to set aside ourselves and to love one another. They modeled that and they taught it, and it led thousands to Christ. They opened the door of faith, if you will, to those they met. That's our example, and that should be our desire as well, is that we live this love of God so completely, this love for our neighbor, this unifying love so completely that people can't help but be drawn in and brought to our Lord. May we model that love as disciples. May we model that love for one another, overcoming the division in our lives and bringing about unity that we all may one day share in the new heavens and the new earth.